This program is sponsored by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, as well as Federal Motor Spares located at Bancroft Main Road, St. Michael. Today we take the time to celebrate our mothers and to hear about the transforming power of God in the life of the Apostle Paul. Do listen and be blessed.
Good morning and welcome to the program, Because He Lives, a weekly radio broadcast brought to you by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District.
Today's program is presented to you by the children of the Western and City Zones, and we are your hosts, Jalem
and Kimani.
We will all have a word of prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
A very happy Mother's Day to all of you lovely mothers listening. We hope you have a special day today.
We know that being a mother is one of the most life-changing experiences a woman can ever go through. Today, we are going to hear from one Kevin Nazarene mom as she tells us about her experience of raising her children. We hope you enjoy this interview between Kiari and Kimani.
Before the interview, let us first hear from the children of the West as they dedicate this song to all mothers. You raised me up.
I am done.
now the interview between Kerry and Kimani. We hope it's a blessing to you.
Tell us a little about yourself.
My name is Kerry Carter. Firstly, I am blessed and highly favored. I still consider myself to be a young mother, though my son may say it different. I am only 34. I have been married for 11 years and I have two beautiful children.
When did you become a mother?
I became a mother the 26th of August 2015 at 8:14 p.m. to be exact. My son is 9 years old.
How did becoming a mother change you as a person?
After becoming a mother, the word purpose for me rang a different tune. I knew instantly that everything I do, everything I am, is for the betterment of them. When I became a mother, I embodied the term selfless.
What has been the hardest period of your motherhood for you, and how did you deal with it?
This is a hard question. But for me, the hardest period of my motherhood would have to be the first 2 weeks of my daughter's life. She's now two. But in the first 2 weeks, she suffered with acid reflux. And to mother a baby with acid reflux is hard. We had been to the emergency care at least twice in the first 2 weeks. So there were sleepless nights. It was rough. At one point, we even received a call from the nursery asking if they should give the child mouth to mouth. So what did I do? What helped? A village and God. A village that I could rely on when I needed even just reassurance or a break. But I trusted God every step of the way. I declared that she should live and she should not die. And that he did not bring me this far to leave me.
Well, I'm glad you made it through it. What is your best advice for young mothers of little children?
My best advice? Well, because you asked me this right now, our theme for Mother's Day is actually supernatural woman, supernatural impact. We were borrowing from the term superwoman, but we really would like to silence the idea that we are superwomen, but that we need God in every aspect, that his supernatural power would work in us to be the nurturers, nurses, chefs, maids, teachers, seamstress, etc. That when we lean on him and depend on his divine power, we would only be the superwomen that we all can be because of his supernatural power and have that impact on our children. I would also implore young mothers to pray over their children. If you are even trying to conceive, pray from now. Before my daughter was even conceived, I gave her name to prayer warriors. We prayed that she would be a girl. And we prayed and we called her name before God. I would say to pray from now. Pray over every body part. Pray for her future interviews. Cover your children in prayer. Pray against blocks. Pray against crime. Just pray the blood of Jesus over your children.
Oh, wow. But that also falls in play with this next question. How important is teaching your children the word of God?
To me, it's the only way to live. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he would not depart. Children need that foundation. Because the storms of life, they will come. The winds will blow. But those with a firm foundation will stand strong.
Well, it seems your answer for number 5 really helped with a couple of these questions. Because the next question is, how valuable is having a church family in raising your children? Because you just talked about the prayer group.
Yes, you're very right. So they are very valuable. We need that support to get through parenting with all of its challenges. Having a like-minded person to help mold your children is a valuable asset. Only God is omnipresent. I can't have eyes everywhere, but I definitely can have a village, a church family, someone who has already crossed the road, who can help me along the way.
If you could go back and do it all over again, is there anything you would do differently?
No. In everything, there is a lesson, and I am grateful for everything my mom's life is teaching me.
Is there anything you would like to say to your own mother?
Well, when I was pregnant with my firstborn, I gave her a cup with a photo of the ultrasound, and it read, "To become half the mother you are, I would accomplish much." What I want to say is that she continues to make that goal unachievable. She is top class. Every day she really does show me and my kids what unconditional love is. I am truly blessed that I get to be the one who calls her mom. I am eternally grateful for every sacrifice that she has made and continues to make for me and mine. I love you so much, mommy.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you.
Well, that was beautiful. Thank you, Carrie, for sharing your experience with us. We truly appreciate all that you mothers do and go through for us.
To share more of our appreciation, we'll now have a poem called Mommy by Shakia Sandiford from the Bank Hall Nazarene Church, followed by a song of encouragement.
Mommy, you always clean the handprints I leave upon the wall. I seem to make a mess of things because I'm very small. The years will pass so quickly. I'll soon be grown like you, and all the little handprints will surely fade from you. So here are special handprints in memory that is true, so you'll recall the very day I made this just for you. Happy Mother's Day!
And now, a song of encouragement from the Collymore Rock Church of the Nazarene Youth, You Made a Way.
Surprise, you've got this figured out, and you're watching us now. But when it looks as if we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and step in, and everything we need you supply. You've got this in control, and now we know that you made a way.
When our best were against the wall, and it looks as if it was over, you made a way.
And we're standing
here.
Your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you
made a way.
When our best were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, you
made a way.
And we're standing here.
Made a way.
fade away. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way.
Wow, that was beautiful. We're standing here today only because you made a way for us. Praise God. Let us get into today's devotional on the book of Acts.
This year, we are focusing on the book of Acts.
Here is today's devotional on the transformation of the Apostle Paul.
Hi, everyone. Today's devotion is taken from Acts chapter 9, verse 15, which reads,
"But the Lord said to Ananias, 'Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. My name is Azari.'"
"My name is Jordan.
And I'm really glad I get to share something with you. It's about a man named Saul. You may know him by his other name, Paul. But before he became Paul, his story was pretty rough. You see, Saul didn't like people who followed Jesus. In fact, he went out of his way to hurt them. He thought they were wrong and he wanted to stop them.
Saul even stood and watched when a kind Christian named Stephan was stoned and he agreed with it. That was really hard to hear, I know, but it's part of his story. Even though Saul did terrible things, God had a plan for him.
One day Saul was walking on a road to a city called Damascus. Suddenly, a super bright light from heaven shone all around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice. It was Jesus. Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" That means, "Why are you hurting me and my people?" Saul was blind after that. For 3 whole days, he couldn't see anything. He didn't eat. He didn't drink. He just sat and prayed.
Then a man named Ananias, someone who followed Jesus, was told by God to go and help Saul. At first, Ananias was scared. He knew what Saul had done to the other people, the other Christians, but he still obeyed God. He prayed for Saul, and then something like scales fell from his eyes. He could see again, but the biggest change wasn't in Saul's eyes, it was in his heart. He didn't hate Christians anymore. He became one. He got a new name, Paul. Paul spent the rest of his life telling people about Jesus, the same Jesus he once hated, and even wrote lots of letters that are now in the Bible today.
So why does this matter for us? Well, I think it shows that no one is too far from God. Not me, not you, not anyone. Maybe you've made mistakes. I have too. But God doesn't give up on us. He can change hearts, even the hardest ones. And maybe there's someone in your life who you think can't change. Maybe they act mean or they don't care about God at all. But God still sees them and he loves them. And he can do something amazing in their life, just like he did for Saul. Now here's what I learned today. God doesn't see us just by what we've done. He sees us by who we can become. God can forgive anyone, and that means we can forgive others too. When God changes, it's not just about feeling different, it's about living different. Let us pray together. Dear God, thank you for never giving up on people. Thank you for loving Saul, even when he did bad things. And thank you for loving us too. Please help us to follow you with our whole heart. Help us forgive others and help us believe you can change anyone, even us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for listening. I hope Saul's story, well, actually Paul's story, reminds you that God's love is way bigger than our past and he has a plan for every single one of us. Remember, friends, God doesn't just forgive. He transforms, just like he did with Saul. He can take our worst mistakes and turn them into something beautiful.
Thanks for listening today. You are loved, and your story matters to God.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Because He Lives program. Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Again, we wish to thank the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District as well as Federal Motor Spirits, located on Whitehall Main Road, for sponsoring today's program.
Join us again next week when we'll hear from the children and the Sunday schools of the Southern Zone.
I truly hope that you were blessed by it. Have a wonderful day.